Every month on DNA, I ask someone to talk about their favourite building in Los Angeles. This month, I thought it would be interesting to hear about a building as seen from a bike. My guest is Alex Ameri. He's a graduate of SIARC School of Architecture, and he's the creator of RideArc. So, Alex, start by telling us about RideArc. What is it?
It's a bunch of people having fun on their bikes. Once a month, we get together with a themed ride. It happens on the first Friday of every month. And we deal with a theme in Los Angeles that kind of ties architecture in the social sense, not just necessarily the building sense.
So do you look at buildings differently when you're on a bike?
Yes, actually. Being on a bicycle is probably the best way to get to know your city and community. When you're inside a car, you're either moving at such a quick pace or you're essentially locked inside a cage. When you're walking, there's some apprehension about somebody coming up to you, catching you off guard, or you're also moving too slow. On a bicycle, you're able to move at a good, healthy pace while engaging with your community, getting to know your neighborhoods, noticing things you wouldn't notice when you're in the car because you're paying attention to too many traffic issues. It's the perfect way to get to know your city and have a great time.
From your perspective as someone who's getting to know your community in this way from the bicycle, is there anything that stands out to you as a favorite building or a favorite place?
I'd have to say the Watts Towers is actually my favorite place in Los Angeles, and it kind of exemplifies what RideArc is about. It designed by Simon Rodia, it was essentially a beautiful structure. It's part of the community, and it was designed by somebody who's not an architect. And RideArc itself, myself and my co-founders, we're architects. However, the whole purpose is to bring about architecture is not just for people who study architecture or are in academia. It's for the larger community, and there should be a way to engage in that and understand it. And it's one gem in a city that's full of amazing, beautiful discoveries and gems.
For anybody who might not know Watts Towers, just describe it.
Watts Towers is located just off of 107th Street and, I believe, Willowbrook. I could be wrong there. It's in the residential district of Watts, and they are several towers that are designed from rail ties and steel structures that tower in the sky. It's kind of a bit Gaudi-esque with a lot of mosaic and interpretation patterns. They're incredibly strong, so strong that engineers at Berkeley could not even figure out how they were built.
Gaudi-esque being inspired by the Barcelona architect, right. Gaudi, who used ceramics to decorate buildings. And so it's this frame, isn't it? It's like a skeletal frame that's covered in ceramics. And it's so beautiful. And it sort of soars up out of the landscape in Watts. And he did it as a labor of love, didn't he, Simon Rodia? It was just sort of a passion that kept him going for, what, decades, I think.
Yeah, he did it out of a labor of love with no actual drawings or specific intention for what it will be. He just designed it because he felt like doing it. And that is actually what it is like to live in Los Angeles. At a certain point, if you want to express yourself and be engaged with the community, you should do what you love to do, and other people will engage with you. And that's how Los Angeles works.
Now, I think that when you visit places like Watts Towers, you do so at a time of day that people might not normally do so. Talk about that.
Yeah, we when we do our bike rides, we do them in the night. We usually start around 9:30 and we end around midnight. It's probably the best time to do a bicycle ride in Los Angeles because the evening air is a lot cooler. And when we travel through communities, people are actually outside and not busy at work doing businesses and going about their way. Also, in terms of engaging with traffic, you're not dealing with people who are necessarily in a rush to get anywhere, so they're more patient with you as a large group of cyclists moving around the city.
And places like Watts Towers at night, are they lit up?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Many people think that you can't really view architecture at night, but that might be the best time to view it because you can actually see it in a different way. Watts Towers itself is lit up at night and actually creates a very nice shadow effect. Sometimes we believe that there's no stars at night or no moonlight, but in Los Angeles you can actually see the moonlight affect building and cast shadows and provide views in ways that you'd never found possible during the day.
Now, on the sort of the dark side of the moon, as it were, some people hold reservations, even fears, about going to certain neighborhoods in town, and Watts might be one of those neighborhoods that some people are nervous about, whether justifiably or not. What do you say to that?
along with most cycling and architecture, you have to look at things from another perspective. In terms of Watts, when we were planning the ride, we had a lot of questions from our riders. They were saying, is it safe? Have you made certain arrangements with groups of people down there? And our reply was, it's a family residential neighborhood. People actually spend their evenings on the front lawn with other neighbors. It's a lot safer than you think. And the best way to realize this is to actually go down there and enjoy it. And that's the whole point of RideArc and bicycling around Los Angeles.
Alex and Mary, thanks so much for talking to me today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
That was Alex Zameri, architecture graduate and founder of RideArc. You can find out more about RideArc on DNA's website.